hotel. So these people, where we've been looking in the range for motels that charge between $87 to $100, this one charges $204 a room. So they would be at a higher price point.
Higher price point if you're using a...
If you were using that price per room. It's just I'm trying to give you a...
$34,000 a room.
I have a question. Jerry, did you say that there was an increase from 2020 to 2021? Did I hear you
correct?
Right? Okay, so there's already been an adjustment based on these condition factors, it looks like. And that's why it went up between 2020 and 2021. Because 2020 was the COVID year, so...
Well, this new report is an inspection in 2022.
This new one is for 23.
Okay, but they went out and inspected the property sometime in 22 and raised this value.
Mm-hmm. It was raised in
$2 million.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Because I mean, what I've got on my sheet is 5180.
Well, the 2020 numbers would have been based on your COVID decision.
And then kept the same. And then now it's being raised again. So that's where we need to be, I feel.
No, okay, so the number was not 3150. It was
in 2020 it was, yes. And it during COVID, and then in 2021 it was raised $1 million.
So it's 415 1210.
So despite COVID, correct, it was already raised.
415 1210.
And I would make a motion that we adjust back to the 415 1210. Versus this number.
And what are the changes that the assessor is saying has occurred since it was 415 1210?
Make sure I read for the right one. Meyer Family Hotel. Okay. So they changed all the structures, components, and they adjusted the condition on structures 1 through 5, which were... the motel, the club, the utilities, the asphalt, and the concrete. So,
and so do you have what was changed in 2020?
Well, 2020 was COVID numbers.
2021. Well, no, it went up between 2020 and 2021.
Right, but whatever we got for the numbers that they changed to from 20 to 21 was based on whatever numbers he gave us. And handed it over and you guys decided.
There could have been more structures. There could have been all kinds of things during that time. So, I mean, that made that number go up during a COVID year. In other words, they may have not finished a building for, I don't know. But there's a $1 million increase between the established value that the DOE put and now.
Right. And I would think that that would have to be a new structure, and we need proof for that.
Well, and this one has a lot of, when you go from sketch to sketch on the motel, it was kind of based like with one floor. But now, for some reason, the sketch has different levels. So you've got one level at a one value, and then you've got another level that's at 0.8 of the, you know, a different story that's a 0.8. And I think if I look at the picture, yeah, it's got, it looks like 5 stories in some places. So I guess it was sketched incorrectly to begin with. That's why it would have changed. It's people learn how to do their sketches correct, but you have to get all the floors in. Do you have a picture of it?
It's a 25% increase from last year. But
and again, the sketches would just affect the cost approach. That would just affect, you know, that number. So
that's where my stuff comes from.
I know.
So if you're missing a floor, your cost would...
Are you saying this was missing a floor?
Yeah.
In the evaluation?
Right. Can you see how there's a lower level, 4 floors there, and then I don't know if there's...
And is that documented in your notes?
Right. It's in the sketch. Because he said they updated it And then when you look at the sketch, you can see all the differences in the sketch.
Yes.
Do you want me to bring it to show you?
There's no change in the structure, though.
No change in the structure. It was trying to change. It's a mistake.
And this is a property that's already been hit really hard with an increase.
Is one of those floors below grade from the front? This below grade level is what I'm asking.
Right. So when you put a 0.8 next to it, it means it's like a second floor, and those are the other floors. So at the ground floor level, it's at a 1. And then this one is added on at a 0.3, so that was lower.
I heard what you were doing. Yeah, I heard Richard.
Do you want a little
sure.
Thought on that one.
Thanks.
I made a motion.
So that's the second sketch.
What was the motion on this one?
The first
I had made a motion to take it back to the 2022.
So you can see it? See how they only did
price?
Okay, but that was before you knew they skipped the floor, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still wanting that?
I withdraw that.
So they sketch them like parallel or like side by side?
They're supposed to do, if it changes, so like one side's 4 floors, the other side's 5 floors.
Right. 34,000 over him, but it is
here.
A nicer hotel.
Do you think the $5,189,013
is when you look, you got
below
five floors.
Market value?
The other side, when you look, you got 4 floors because of the land?
Got it.
It was never
below.
Put in correctly in the first place.
But is it below grade?
No, because I think the only justification
we can use if we're going to leave it alone, even though she's just used the college approach, is for economic and market conditions. So, that's the only basis, and we're going to find out, I assume, from the tax commission whether that's sufficient. So, even though she's arrived at a figure, using a cost approach, is that... Does the number that is there reflect something that is above market value based on market or economic?
She's got her hand up.
Go ahead.
So an appraisal would be helpful, or something from the owner. They obviously knew that they were underappraised for years, and now to deny the fact that they've got 5 floors on this thing, I don't know
that they're denying. The argument Russ is making is a legal argument. I certainly understand it. What that basis is, I'm somewhat, when I'm up here, I try to forget that I'm a lawyer and try to do what's fair and see what I can figure out from the standpoint of what would justify this amount. I get it, and I don't know what the tax commission is going to do with this number. With this,
but even after there's been a significant increase from 2020 to 21, that's
20. But the 2020 to 21, I don't know what the changes were. We don't have that.
Probably what she's talking about.
But again, that's evidence that we don't have because it's.
Well,
in
but
the
wait
past.
A second. The sketch that you're talking about and everything that she's talking about came in 2022.
Right.
Right? Okay, that's not the previous one. We don't know what that increase was.
Well, we don't know when the mistake was caught or when the mistake was made, and you were saying that that's evidence you don't have. I agree that there's no evidence.
I thought that the mistake was caught in 2022. I thought that's what we were looking at.
That's where we caught it. Like I said, we're resketching everything to make sure it's done correctly.
Okay. He's wanting to make sure that this mistake wasn't the basis of the increase from 20 to 21 was not this mistake.
And that's the one I'm saying. I don't know why that increase happened back then.
Yeah.
We're only looking at the increase now. So we can't change that one. And we have to go by what she said.
Right,
this
but we
one.
Can, sure. But we can use that as a basis, the 2021 numbers. It's just, I mean, that's a massive increase
I've had lots of people from before, I mean, before you, Russ, of course, and I'm sure you know this, an increase is not something that the tax commission can do unless it's a residence and you have that 15% statute or whatever. But the increase itself is not really, that I've read, is not really relevant. It's just whether or not this is true value or
market value. But when you don't have data to back it up, it gets even more dangerous when you start increasing in multiples of the last increase without anything to justify it. That's what makes me nervous about this one.
Well, the one with the change all the structures, gotcha. That was 4/21/21. So what date are we looking at?
And then he's trying to verify that what caused the jump from 20 to 21, and then now we have another jump of 25%.
Well, the first appraisal date permitted by the statutes after 4/21/21, which is the date that Susan just read.
Yeah, April 21, 21.
Is 1/1/23. So that couldn't have been, it looks like that was something that was found before and part of the prior.
So those changes were made for the 21 and then they got their adjustment. So that's where the 4 million came in, and then for 23, we resketched it to make sure all the floors were put in there because those weren't reflected in the cost, and that's how you got your jump in the 23.
And 22 is when you discovered you left out a floor.
When we redid the sketch here, yeah, it would have been after, during the 2022, because, you know, we can start reassessing before then. But when we did the actual structural stuff, I want to make sure I'm talking about the right one, Meyer Family Hotel. And that's on your notes, too. It's the one where we talked about changing all the structures, components, the adjusted conditional 1 through 5, change class to motel, to C-, update number of lights and light poles. That was the one that was done in 4/2021. And then again for the 23 assessment here, which would have been done in 22 or 23, that was the sketch.
So the only change has been the sketch, really, where it found there was, you'd left out a floor.
Right, because the way, well, it left out several floors. It only had two. Now we have 4 on one side, 5 on another. And so that's how the program builds the amount that it's worth. It's by the floor. You know, each floor costs a certain amount of money. And so when you get that first floor, it's at 100%. Second floor and on up went at 80% of what the first floor was. So, and that's just the way the system works. So,
If I may, I just think my overall frustration with this process is that I hear, you know, it's worth a certain amount of money, and, you know, all these are just like pie in the sky. They're not, nothing is supported by any kind of data. And I think that's the challenge that assessors, county assessors in Missouri run into with these income-producing properties. I just don't think that there is a value here that's related to the 2021 number, which is what I've been arguing all along. And this property, again, it's already been hit hard.
But you're giving us no evidence on your side.
Yeah, that's the rub. I mean, if you're arguing that the assessor is coming up with a value that exceeds the value of the property, that the property isn't worth this, then obviously that's a pretty good argument to the tax and saying you don't have anything to show why your property is worth more than, or that, in other words, you're not presenting us anything that shows this is above market value. You're arguing that the statute says you have to use the prior value and then you have to go from there. And I mean, I think we are using the prior value set by the tax commission, and then we're setting a value. I mean, the value that she has here is still not up to market condition. And I understand you're saying that that's pie in the sky.
Well, that's part of the problem. The other part of the problem is that you're always going to get an inflated value.